Hello, Fire Red Warriors. I'm just out of my massive coach shift in the FD8 and all the VIP coaching. And it's definitely overwhelming. It's tons. And I'm not at all, I'm one person and all these clients because I care too much. I have too much passion. So it's my fault and I can't help it. So I want to read in my post of the day today. Because every day when I coach, I feel like I can never help as many as I can because time flies and I just don't have more. So no matter what, I always feel exhausted by trying to help, and then I have to, you know, get the energy back to myself and then do it. And that's the mind of a leader, that I don't want to crawl and be weak. But you bet, it takes all from me to keep on showing up and for the love for what I do. Because the other side is just frustration and giving up because people do not want to be more than they say they want. So then I'm wasting my time on it, right? But why do I do it? Do I really waste? Well, I waste my time with the client per se, but I don't waste it for me in my own journey. So it's all about, if you think about it, you, your dreams. If you want to make it happen and have my help, it's for you to show up at my place where I am coming up. But if you don't care about it, you just want to hang out a little bit and then drift away, that is your choice, but then I can't help you. So that's how it is. Reality hits. If you're not where people care, I cannot care for you. So here is what I want you to know how I feel about working with people. Everyone wants to know what it takes. Everyone tells me if you only had me around, you'd make it. Everyone says they want to learn to overcome fears, to be strong, to have that mythical be happy life. Everyone wants to feel free and be yourself, but nobody wants to be real or be honest. Everyone wants to hold on to dreams that you never work for. Everyone wants to be strong. Nobody wants to build up to be strong. Everyone loves to talk about how you must do this and you don't need to like it. Everyone loves to keep up a charade online and never show your real self. Everyone wants to find the courage to work on your body in secret for months. Then when you're fit enough to post a selfie, you're ready to strut it. Everyone asks for fitness inspiration, but only when you want to be reminded it's time to work hard to earn your rewards of the hard work being done. Everyone says they want to feel good in your own skin, to feel home in your body. But what do you do to make it happen? What I do for myself to achieve and keep up my daily good mood is I don't listen to my princess self who wants to have it all but not give up anything at all. I give up on trying to appear to the rest that I'm some kind of super action heroine who lives out my false adventures online and then brag about it so you want to be just like me. Everyone wants to be protected from being judged for your looks, but that's what you do that keeps yourself from being happy. Everyone wants others to have the courage to be transparent and honest and live according to your heart. Nobody wants to pay the price unless it's guaranteed you'll be a success. Everyone seems to believe one day you'll be the person you're in your mind, but until then, you're ready to be, to train for it, you just be there, you're just stuck. And here are all victims of our body and surface-obsessed culture who want it to be that you can't be happy being healthy because your body won't end up as the most admired body in the whole universe. Nobody wants to take care of their health to have a strong body unless it look like it when look it when you strip down and stand in front of the mirror. And here I am, constantly criticized for my happy lifestyle and my happy body is always scrutinized by women who do not feel it's worth being your best friend for your body unless the body is what is defined as the ideal. Everyone complains it demotivates you to look at strong bodies, but that's because you feel you can't build one. Everyone wants to buy a body and happiness in a one diet plan plus mini workout routine, but you don't ever want to live it. You still want to not be it, just have it. Everyone wants to be told you're perfect and it's okay to be human. You're asking for lies and want to be told lies. So if I refuse to tell you it's okay to start over every day forgetting yesterday matters, you go listen to someone else who says what you want to hear when you don't want to be strong. If I tell you my story so you can understand, it's the greatest loss of your life if you don't hear the message that you are just like me, a basic human being. Now, do you want to be human above average and beyond the basic? You say you do, but that's only in the beginning when you're motivated. When it gets hard to want to be tough, to believe in yourself and not the myth about bodies and happiness and how you choose to perceive it all, who's ready to be an ego? Not that many. Most just talk and then want to be told it's okay to give up and be a trash can body so you can fit in with the rest. And you sure get a big crowd to join when you go with the complainers about what's just life, not special problems only you experience. Now, remember, nobody has a mandatory job to make yourself work for yourself. You can skip it all and stay the same. You don't have to be happy. But why don't you? You have a dream. Why don't you give it up? What will it take for you to be your best friend so you can be courageous and not sit out from the best life goal to achieve daily of being the great love of your life for your own happiness? If you can't accept only being real will make you have a real happy life, will you have it in you to end competing with others in things and titles or resumes you just want that to show others to earn respect? To become your best, you must give up holding on to ultimatums and conditions. I cannot make you strong without you showing up. And no matter what you want me to believe, I do know this. Most prefer to the pond for ducks, not flying over the seven oceans to see what the ignorant do not want to see. Why? Well, it's easy to dream and stay a dreamer, but the pains of quitting will haunt you forever.